το κομίσι φαζάρνα, τα μπουλακίλι στη ταζάνα, αναναλί, αναναλί, νομίζω ότι φαζάρνα λύς να αμαμπουλακίλι άζανια, τία φατσλαλάνε να φαμίγησα, ότι άφα κατά σαν μισή του κομφαζάρνα, του κοινάναν. Τία ζεζαβατσένι, φανίβε, ατσάιζα, να το τσικεύει, μαντιέμ λε φαζάρ, σας ζωγείς την έγκοε, τα μπουλακίλια, την τα ζέμ πιπιανά, να τσουφώναν φάφακ. Ήσα καμμαράιν, την ίσα βατσά, φιερτσάκι αν τα ουάμ ξάνια, τα τεωρίνα ζάνιου, μη σαβρα του κουνιανά να γιάν, βε φαζάρ, να μήντα λε ράζα, άμα μπουλακίλια νάζει, μπα τσιάλαμ ζέζ, ρε φαλιπέα, δε ατσάιζα, λε φίτσαν, λε φίταζάν, αονάτα λε φαζάρ, να σλε, λε φασουάβαν, λε κράσουε, ίζουν τη κουφρίρα νάζια, σατία με την μπουλακίλ, τη μίλα ίσα βατσά, ήταν ζάν.
I totally agree with that.
Γιατί να μην ακούσεις εμείς ακόμα;
And I think how we produce, how we train those habits will vary from one family to another.
Τι είναι η καράζανα φάζαρνα απίδακτικιόμς ανακτικρένια τη σαμιάβατα ούλια βαμφιάνα καβίνατς ρεραία;
It is, for example, with our kids when they're really small, we will go and pray before as they going to sleep. We pray with them every night.
What do we tam zanakaya tam bulakila isakin ya luanya turu zanakaya di makanem zaru zaya di favakwa zaru a luanya turi.
So we are doing that kind of thing where we're teaching that this is what people do. They pray.
Isakala zanetona zaiti uchani fama piana chasad saywe utso zanetoa favak.
I think there's a point at which children are flexible and they absorb that, they drink it in.
Σε τι αμυστέπκα ο μπζάνακ, τι και εγώ, γιατί ζει άγω τρανε, μούρα μούρα κουκούμα πίτσα ζάβατα ο ανάτνια, μούρα μούρα κουκούνια, ντρέσαν ζάβατα.
Like our four-year-old, she loves that moment.
Τα καλή ζάνακα, η φατατώνα, την ατίν, πέζω ο τρανε το ουρσάν.
But if I went with the 15-year-old and said, okay, it's bedtime now, let's pray.
Φάρα λέτε με πιφούλ τόνα, νου τενέκουε, φτώνα φατρίν ζάωα, ντο τσικι φάβακα.
The window is closed now. He was at that
lane.
Oh, Dad, I pray, but I don't need you to pray now with me, you know.
The metitenis is angry, my father gets me a no matter how far I come. Get to a loo and run.
So, where is that window?
The eyes are saying, we're fit, Isaiah.
The interesting thing is, I think with children, a lot more opportunity exists when they're really small.
Φαντένα είδα κοιτάει αμζαζακέλια, νι βαραβαράνα μσούκατα φάνο μα πίτσα ζαίωε φάζαρανα ζαβατα ζαβατα μαζατσέα, δι αμνις μπουλακέλια μαντραϊκούκου.
So almost every important lesson you could teach them before they're 9 years old.
Τεν ζαβατα ρέτα ωε ζαβατε μπελ λεσονα ρέτα ζαβατε μπε αφακαπινάρνα νεκίζια δι γίζια λουαν σιβτόν.
A 7-year-old even can understand to be generous, to share or give or sow and reap. Those things are.
Τεν ζαζαφιτόνα εφα αφακαπινάρνα ωε μαλαλ
The fact that you should show respect.
So even
with the 5-year-old, we would say, you know, if we say greet so and so. Then if they resist you there, you've got a very important lesson to teach. So you must win. You must overcome. You must have your way. They mustn't have their way.
Tera manuati zantsmete raba de yo mitsinu varavarana isukata msukata wanao ampianatra nazo ya tokony raba izy ary mila mitady hevitra enao afan mandray an'izay hoe tokony anaja sy raba olona.
So 3, 4, 5-year-olds must learn to greet and to show respect.
Karatelo efatra dimtona de tokony ampianarina mi raba sy manaja.
And then when they maybe young adults like 13 to 17.
Terefa yo amin'ny adolescents izy telo amby folo taona ka hatramin'ny fito amby folo taona.
They should already know that concept.
They find zay hoe miaraba olona sy manaja olona zay.
But then maybe you need to train them in the finesse of the execution of it.
Fa mety hoe ampianarinao bebe kokoa izy any fomba fanaovana anazy tsaratsara kokoa sy fanatanterahana anazy kokoa.
So we trying to teach our kids to look someone in the eye when they greet them. When they're 4 or 5, we just teach them to greet. But when they're 12 or 13, they must learn to make eye contact and shake hands and actually give attention properly.
So I think
all of those things, I mean, like, you will still be trying to teach me how to greet in a Malagasy way. Because I will come in on a Sunday and walk past some people. Sometimes I'm thinking I've got to go there and do that.
That is our own and relad Marena Midchowats Manda and the Luva Futs and Yula Tara Pecos. That is in second bullet to Kunen on Rimbula to Miss Avatambuarna.
So certain things, you know, it's like, there isn't a specific age at which you have to fully have it. But I looked at that Proverbs text in particular, and I looked at commentary on what the cultural expectation was for that proverb, and that's a little child.
So
I think there's a lot of need to input a lot into our children's lives from the time they one until the time they're 7 or 8 years old.
Sanu entena fara lesona betsaka ny tsara ampidiritsika amin'izaza dia rehefa izy eo amin'ny erintaona ka hatramin'ny 7 taona eo.
The character lessons.
Io izany dia resaka hoe toetra, lesona momba ny toetra.
Respecting others.
Fanajana ny hafa.
Taking care of belongings.
Manaja ny fanananao.
Stewardship.
Fitatanana izany, ohatran'ny hoe fitatanana.
Generosity.
Fanomezana.
And all of those things you do by modeling it and by, you know, by showing this is what we do. And instructing.
And sometimes
commanding. If we neglect that and we try to bring that onto a teenager, someone 13 to 17 years
old,
it's like a clash of wills the whole time. You can't shape somebody after the hormones hit their body, you know, they hit puberty, they become a man or a woman.
It's science.
That's science and biology.
If you
take a 15-year-old boy, and some of your parents might have given you a beating when you were
15. But
I want to be a bit blunt and say that 15-year-old boy could probably get a girl pregnant. So what you're doing is beating another man.
You're
having a physical fight with someone who's got testosterone in them.
And don't
be surprised if he's stronger than you, if he punches you back.
And
I think if we don't realize, if we think culturally, oh, I'm just going to have the superiority my whole life because I'm older.
Can you please focus?
So if we think we can have the upper hand our whole lives because we occupy social seniority, it's not true. Your kids actually will submit to you up to a point at which point they start making their own thoughts. So if you bring a whole lot of rules down on a 16-year-old girl, suddenly, like, now you can't go out, now you can't see boys, now you...
It's
She may well rebel if you haven't taught her all the earlier lessons. So when do you need to invest heavily is from the very first tantrum. From the very first bad character manifestation when the child says, I won't. From the moment you say, don't do that, and the child heard you and they disobey you directly.
At
that point, you don't just say, oh, it's just a child.
No.
See, we fail. Our mistake can be under-investing when they're little and thinking we can compensate when they're older. And that investing when they're little, whatever you show them, they learn. So if you treat them with disrespect because they're a child, they will become disrespecting. So you should actually treat them with respect, but lead them firmly. It's just like adult leadership. There's two ways you can lead people. You can bark orders, treat everyone like they're your servant. Don't ask me questions, just do what I told you. Sedera, get out. You know, you're just like, guys can, you should say, what, you don't speak to me like that. If you wouldn't let someone speak to you like that, then don't speak to your child like that. In other words, you're expecting them to grow up and behave well, so put them in that whole respect them, speak.
Thank you.
That's part of training them, and that has to happen when they're young. And by all means, if that involves also plenty of spiritual example it's a good thing.
Fantaniko, le hoe raha ohatra ianao izany nanao fahatsoana tamin'ny fomba andeha tazanao ny zanakanao, dia ahoana ny reparenao an'ilay izy amin'izao? Satria ianao izany efa malala izany amin'izao. Dia fantaniko faharoa dia hoe ahoana ny antsianao ny zanakao nefa sady tsy manova ny karakterany fa manova an'ilay tsy mety ataony? Tsy haiko hoe mazava ve izany fantaniana izany, satria ohatra fotsiny hoe le zanakana ivavy izao izy manana karaktera hoe izy tsy mety ovaovaina hevitra fa izay tena heviny dia izay ny heviny hatramin'ny farany. Dia nefa misy zavatra mila balance, satria misy zavatra tsy mety ny heviny iny. Dia nefa izaho tsy te hanovan'ilay karakterany fa izaho te hanovan'ilay fanaony, dia aiza izany ilay balance? Dia fahatelo farany ahoana le balance n'le hoe misy tenin'Andriamanitra izay milaza hoe aza mitsitsirotsakazo amin'ny zazakely, amin'ny zaza fa mila fahaizina. Dia le hoe zanaka tiana no anarina sy fahaizina, dia nefa amin'izao ohatra hoe tsy fanao no kapoka zaza. Dia ahoana izany le balance le izy hoe kapohana le zaza fa amin'ny fomba ahoana ve za hoe?
So those are good questions.
Tsara be le fantanina fa anakitelo be izao.
If you've made mistakes, and I guess it depends. Like with an older child, when I've made a mistake, when I've realized it, I've gone and apologized when they're able to rationalize what I'm saying. Like in a light-hearted way, we explained to my firstborn son there at the back, that he probably got more hidings than any than all the others put together.
Te ohatra zao ny zanakay lamatoa iny resahana hoe izy a nahazo kapoka bebe kokoa noho ny kapoka azony zanakay ambiny rehetrarehetra sandriny rehetrarehetra zany.
And it's not so much of an apology as saying, in a way, you, that's the load you had to carry because you were the firstborn, which then sets the example to the others. So where there are things where you can speak vulnerably or honestly, you can. But let's say you've made other mistakes and what's done is done. And now you're
going to
change your style a bit or you're going to work differently in the future. I think you operate within the degree of revelation that you have. So you can't beat yourself up about the mistakes you made. You have to move on. Forgive yourself and move on. If I think now that I maybe was over strict with my first son, I'll tell you what, it may be that I just have to I operate differently with others or I teach differently to others. But what I've found is children are amazingly well designed by God to turn out well in the end. So what I'm saying is, even when you make mistakes, often in the end you get to the right place. What matters is your motive was loving. You were trying to be a good parent. And so, what I've seen is some families are very strict. And some are very relaxed. And I think, oh, these kids are undisciplined. And both sets of kids end up healthy and right. They end up in a good place. So there's not this perfect thing that you have to perfect right position or amount of discipline. So what the key is actually is that it's consistent and predictable to the child. They know what to expect. See, what breeds security, what produces security in the child is knowing where the boundaries are. So the one family, they're pretty relaxed. They don't react to all kinds of things their kids are doing. And the kids are, they turn out well in the end. The boundaries, they still know where they are. They still get, when they reach that boundary, they know, if I spit in dad's face, then I'm in trouble. But their parents never asked them to pick their clothes up off the floor. But this family here, the child knows, if I don't pick my clothes up off the floor, I'm going to get a hiding.
Fale zanakato ndray nefa ny efa mahafantatra hoe raha vao alatsaka eo ny akanjoko ka tsy raisiko dia efa mivoakapoka izay.
As long as the parents stick to that.
Dia mila fantatra izany izay fefy izay ary ny ray aman-dreny efa tazona izay fa tsy hoe miovaova ilay izy.
The kids grow up secure and well.
Dia mitombo matsiaro manana fiarovana ilay ankizy amin'ny lafiny anankiroa ary ho tsara taiza.
So it doesn't matter if you're quite strict or if you're quite lenient as long as you're consistent.
Tsy olana izany raha hoe malalaka ianao na hoe tena mifehibe ianao fa ataovy tsy miovaova ilay fefy amin'ilay ankizy.
You know what messes a kid up?
Inona manimba ny ankizy fantatrao ve?
When you're moody and you put your moodiness into the boundaries.
Rehefa le exitiny ianao de lasa le exitina no mamaritra le hoe eto azo atao eto tsy azo atao izany miovaova izany le zavatra azo atao sy tsy azo atao.
One day you're playing with the child and you don't mind they left their toys out and it's fun and you're in a good mood.
Ohatra hoe nisy fotoana ianao mifalifaly de milalao niaraka ny zanaka ao de navela ny teniny kilalao any de tsisy olana satria falifaly ianao.
And the kid doesn't have to pack up.
And
another day,
you're
stressed and you see the mess and you're like, you should have cleaned your stuff.
And I'm
giving you a hiding now.
Because
you left such a mess here. Now, the last time they left a mess, you didn't give them a hiding. But today, because you're grumpy, you give them a hiding. You should have given yourself the hiding.
See,
because children need to know
that
this is the boundary. So what's important is the consistency that they can predict when they're going to get into trouble.
Why?
Because God is consistent. What makes God angry today is the same thing that will make him angry tomorrow. And he's never in a bad mood. In other words, he's not capricious. It's not like one way and another way with his rules.
So,
I've strayed off this. The second question was, what was the
balance?
No, that was the third, the character. And not break the child down.
Well,
I think with some of our kids, they're more compliant, they obey more readily, and others, they give more resistance. So, as long as when you discipline a child, it's done lovingly, not with a, like you've lost your temper. If it's a really important thing you're asking of them, then you should push through. If it's like a major character issue, you should never give up pushing for what you want.
But
what we have to ask ourselves is this a fight that's worth fighting? We got into a rut once with our firstborn. We were just stuck in a bad pattern. And in the end, I said to Sue, whatever we're doing isn't working.
He
was little still, maybe, I don't know, 6 years old or something. And I said, is there any point in keeping on clashing over these issues? And we just said, okay, we're going to totally stop fighting about this thing. So it was an issue that wasn't life or death in the moment. So we just said, okay, we give up, we lose. And because we broke the cycle of conflict between us, after a few weeks, things started to get better and he started to become more compliant. So he'd got into a place where he would just refuse on principle because he can. He still does at times. It's in his personality. Ask Tudzu.
Tudzu
works with Andy. He sees that personality. It's actually just a leadership calling. And when you get two leaders in the same room, you can easily get in a fight. But that's the thing. You've got to try and say, well, if I'm stuck in a pattern that's unhealthy, do something radical to change it. Some fights aren't worth fighting. Like our second oldest son, he didn't like squash, pumpkin, butternut, I don't know what pumpkin. We're trying to be the good parents and force him to eat it. He would literally want to vomit. And we're making it an issue of, we told you to, so you must obey us. Now listen carefully, there's something deep to learn here. Why did we tell him to when we didn't have to? We didn't have to force him to. We didn't have to tell him. So it, when you say, you must eat the pumpkin, what you're ultimately offended by is that they won't obey you. It's not about the pumpkin. So as not to have that fight every time, because for him it's about the pumpkin. Offer him something he likes instead. And then he's happy to obey suddenly. And sometimes parenting is like that. We actually provoke our children. Because we want something. But it's not essential. It's not... We're just trying to, be in control. And amazingly, he taught himself later to eat pumpkin. He eats it all now. So sometimes we think we have to win this fight, but actually sometimes we just shouldn't have even picked a fight. And thirdly, about hidings. That scripture that says, spare the rod and spoil the child, or do damage the child if you don't use the rod of correction. It is in the Bible. And it is biblically acceptable to give a hiding.
It's,
you know, that the rule there is that it's not allowed to be done in anger or abusively.
Falalana voalohany ao loha dia tsy azo atao ampatezerana ilay izy, izany hoe rehefa tezitra ianao tsy tokony ianao izay.
So it shouldn't do physical harm, it should just bring a pain.
Ary tsy tokony andratra an'ilay zaza ilay izy na hanimba an'ilay zaza fa tsy maninona hoe mitondra manaintaina kely.
So if you smacked a child nicely with a wooden spoon or a like you would like to use your sandal.
Kara ohatra zany ianao ka mikapoka zanakao amin'nysotro be hazo na kapa ohatra izao.
What you want is a stinging pain, not a bruise.
Dia ny tianao fanaintainana kely fa tsy hoe ratra na hoe mangana.
It could go red, but it must disappear. It doesn't go blue ever.
Yeah, afaka lasa menamena le izy fa tsy fa tokony vetivetika dia manjavona fa tsy hoe lasa mangana eo le kapoka.
Now, why am I being so scientific?
Fa maninona no ohatra ny scientifique be?
Because it indicates whether you're in control or not. It reveals whether you are in control of yourself when you bring the discipline.
Satria efa io sady defa hita ianao ve mahay mifeny tenanao sa tsy mahay mifeny tenanao amin'ny fomba fitezanao.
So I was taught that in that kind of physical, if you do corporal punishment or hidings, it's on one part of the body, the bottom. And because there's a direct connection between here and the brain, but that's just joking, but because this is actually about the biggest muscle in your body and it won't get damaged. And listen, I was told you never ever raise a hand towards the child's head. This is sacred. This is the seat of the person, their dignity. Where do you wear a crown?
It
goes on your head because if you don't smack in the face, you don't pull on the ear. You know that kind of thing. It's because that is, it's, what's the word? It's degrading. This is the seat of honor, and you mustn't dishonor your child when you discipline
them.
Now listen, if you've been slapping your kid on the head and pulling their ear, don't leave here and feel like a bad parent. But I'm teaching you a principle of respecting the honor of your child. If you teach them about honor by showing them that you even honor them, they will honor others. When I spoke about respecting a child, that's a way you can respect your child. Another way is not to discipline them in front of people so they don't get shamed, so you protect their dignity.
So
for me, that's when the law now, the government comes and says, you're not allowed to smack your child. Well, you know that the text in the Bible actually doesn't speak only about physical discipline. In other places in the Bible, it speaks about the law that was given to Israel. And speaks of it as the rod of correction. And so the point of that scripture that says you must not spare the rod, it doesn't mean you have to give physical hidings. No, it means you must bring discipline. You must rule over your
children. And so
for the heart of that scripture is don't neglect to discipline your child. But how you discipline them is you can make decisions. With most of my children, from about the time they were 9 years old, we stopped giving physical smacks. Stopped. No. And with Joelle, she's never had one. Not because she's a girl. Because she's terrified of getting one, so as soon as we threaten her, she quickly obeys.
And
as long as possible, I'll avoid giving her a hiding, but if she needs it, she'll get one.
I don't
mean to break state laws. I'm not proposing that. I'm actually saying, as a parent, you still rule in your household. And I'm saying that within God's law, there's actually the liberty not to give hidings to. But you must have discipline. So how do I discipline most of my kids? And now that they're older, what discipline is there? Well, if they didn't finish their schoolwork, then they can't watch any TV. If they fail to do their chores, no PC or phone or anything for a week or whatever. There's other ways of taking away a 15-year-old's toy, like a phone or tablet or PC or rights to watch to Facebook. It hurts him far more than a smack on the bum. So I'm actually encouraging you guys, don't try to be physical with kids who are old enough to be handled a different way.
Hidings
are for the little children and probably from whenever they start being rebellious till like 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tank, I've taken half your time. I commit to a 2-minute answer.
Okay, room need to volunteer.
Yeah. Nzavata tena tiko antanina manko zany.
Yes, my question.
Isti efa napetrapetrako tamina pastera namana mpiara-miasa.
Yeah, I've asked a few pastors as well.
Tsy mitovy amin'ny situation zanaka sitraka ny hafa
izy. It's not the same as their kids.
Ve toetsaina fotsiny azy hoe matanjatanja to.
Not breaking the character.
But my problem is, I've spoken to them.
I have a little daughter. And we are struggling, me and my wife. Because she doesn't think like a girl, she thinks like a boy. I don't force her to wear a dress. But for example, I have two other daughters.
So
when they play like parents, like mom and dad, she will always say, I'm the dad. When it's National Independence Day, toy for kids. She wants ball, she wants cans, she doesn't want anything about girls.
So we are
really struggling.
We are
already thank my friend for such reason. 4 years old. 4 years old. So if you can.
That is such a tender a question, and I feel like I want to empathize. I want to honor you for asking such a vulnerable question.
And then what you know, fantanina sumar makasike le izy ary otrany mafinatra hoe manatsa no zako afaka nametraka izay tampantsorana nametraka fantanina tampantsorana.
I actually think the biggest struggle is probably not really with your daughter, but inside of you as parents.
Because
it's the fear of, you know, is this the right thinking and where is this going to lead?
And
every parent, I think, will have fears like, will my child be gay or will they, you know, get married or stay single their whole life?
And it's
even more confusing now because the Western world is promoting ideas that aren't actually normal and healthy.
And they're
putting out this idea that you could be a man in a woman's body or a woman in a man's body.
And
some very, very few, very, very few people say that's true for them. But what happens on the other side of the story is that many, many children enjoy playing in roles and pretending to be something that they're not.
And
before I was even born, when my mother was a child,
people
used to just use the expression, she's a tomboy. Which just doesn't mean she's a boy at all. It just means that she's a girl who rejects the frilly stuff.
And
people took it as kind of like normal. It wasn't like you would have to overreact and worry about it. Some kids, some little girls just don't like pink and don't like frilly stuff and actually prefer what the world that boys live
in. And as
an example, my mother never wore dresses.
And she
never played with dolls.
She
didn't even get upset when her parents bought her dolls, but her brother took them and buried them in the sand pit. And she never minded because she didn't care about her dolls. And the funny thing is, I think if you look at it, there's actually lots of opportunity for people to be individual. You know, they there's not like that a girl must like pink or like frilly stuff.
And
And my own sons, they played dress up and put on girls' dresses with their friends. I've got photos. But the question now that really concerns you is the one of identity, that the girl says she doesn't think she's a girl, doesn't want
to
be a
girl.
And I think rather than try to argue with her about it, it would probably be good just to state, you are a girl, God made you a girl, and it's a wonderful thing to be a girl.
And
she can disagree with you. And that's okay, don't go on a long argument about it. And she can, you can allow her to wear the clothes she's happy wearing. And she can play with a gun or whatever. I mean, that's our own little girl, because she's got 5 older brothers. The first toys she played with were toy guns, and she still like talks about shooting people. And she doesn't want to wear dresses either, but she at least she knows she's a girl. But I don't think you should overreact. I think you should pray and just enjoy her for who she is, and when the time comes, affirm that God made her rightly, that being a girl is a good thing. I wouldn't even like go and when I say pray, I would do that in private, you know. I wouldn't pray in front of her, oh God, help her to discover she's a girl. No, I just do it in private.
And
I know in the church circles we live in, people are going to say, oh, maybe it's a spiritual bondage or... Well, as a parent, all you have to do is go into your bedroom at home, close the door, and say, God, we break that thing in Jesus' name.
I
believe in spiritual warfare, but I know that God is on my side, so I know when I say this thing is broken, it's broken. I honestly don't believe personally that there's generational curses left, right, and center all over the place. But there is also witchcraft, and we know that there are spiritual forces against us. So sometimes when there's a problem that I can't see why there's this problem and I can't fix it. With one of my kids, I take it on as a spiritual warfare thing. And that one time with one of my kids, I would go in private and I say, God, if this is a curse here and I can't see what it is, break it, Lord. Maybe I offended my Chinese neighbor and she put a curse on
me. I don't
have to know for sure if there is or isn't. I sometimes pray, God, would you set us free?
If there's
a spiritual dynamic at work here, God, won't you take charge, take rule? And then I trust him.
It's done.
it's finished then. I don't keep coming back to that.
Vid zay atsy ver merena koa matetika.
But what you will have to keep coming back to is a daughter who you must love and affirm and
fan mila iverena no matetika de no makeo amzanakao de maneo fitiavana anazy zanakao vavy.
And it could be that just like she turns 6 and suddenly this is a non-issue, she stops talking about.
Tamp tamp keo tonga enina taona izy mety tsolana amintsony tsadiny tanteraka tsisy tadidiny intsony.
Yeah, I don't think you should overreact. Trust God, he will work.
Amen. Amen. Amen.